When did you get started in the field?
We started this year, well, with our corn. We started on the 20th of April or 21st and did just a couple quarters to make sure everything was working, and then we got delayed out. That early corn is just starting to poke through now. We were a little worried that it might have crusted and that the cold soils, what kind of stand we'll have, so we'll see. And then with the barley, we started around the 12th of April.
Okay. For your guys' soybean acreage, when did you get in the field with that? How have conditions been so far?
For our soybeans, we started basically last Friday. Okay. And so far, things have gone really good. The fields have been dry. We've been able to get through. We did a lot more tillage maybe this year just because the spring allowed a little bit. And so things have been working really well so far for the seeding.
Awesome. And so, you know, why is soybeans one of those crops that you guys have moved to on your farm and have been planting, and do you see yields increase? I mean, what are some of the benefits that you've seen out of the crop, I guess?
Soybeans, maybe when we first started soybeans, they were there was less management to soybeans almost, and the yields were good. And then as we maintained not doing much, you know, as getting by with as little as possible almost, our yields kept dropping and kept dropping. And corn was always the top priority, and you gave as much attention as you could to try to get a high corn yield. And now that we've switched that mentality over to soybeans, we've been able to get our bean yields back up. And they've been a pretty profitable crop with a lower input cost. And so that on years when everything is tough to make pencil out, that lower cost, and when cash flow is a struggle, that seems to help a little bit.
You know, and this is kind of a wild card question, but do you expect a lot of soybean acres, just because, I mean, it's one of the crops right now that's actually producing a profit on the board?
I would think so. I don't know. We raised some seed for seed production, and they cut us back on acres, and they said that soybean acres they think are going to be down in the next couple years, and I don't understand fully why they think the bean acres are going to be down. I think that for us on our rotation, beans work really well. With beans, we can go to any other crop that we raise, basically. We can go into corn or beans really easy, or corn or barley. With corn, we're kind of stuck with our rotation where our corn acres go to beans. So in a way, that almost guarantees our bean acres are going to stay pretty close. There are things we can do. We put some field peas and other things in onto the corn stalks. But as long as we can make it work, that's a pretty nice rotation that we try to stick with.